Hi, it's still me, and this is sample lesson part number two. Okay, now by this time you've gotten pretty comfortable with playing the right hand of Fly Me to the Moon. Now we're going to start putting in the chords step by step so that you become more and more comfortable and confident as you go along. Okay, let's start by playing only one note in the left hand for each chord. And what note do we play, you ask? Well, it's the capital letter that you see there. In other words, the basic name of the chord. We call this the root note. So disregard any symbols, numbers, or letters that follow the capital letter for now. And also, by the way, disregard the chords above the chords in parentheses. These are alternate chords that we're not going to use for now. Okay, in this lead sheet style of writing, the chord symbols are placed over the melody notes that they go along with. Here you notice that for the most part, there is one chord per measure, which means those chords or harmonies are supposed to last for the entire measure, or four beats each in this case. So you see an A MI7, then a D MI7, then a G7. Each of those, for the most part, until we get down to, looks like the third line, the last measure, where you see an E MI7, then an A7, those would get two beats each. Okay, so for the most part, we're going to play one note for every four-beat measure. And that's going to be, the note is going to be the capital letter of the chord you see. So when you see just one chord, play just one note in the left hand for now. When you see two chords per measure, each one of those chords will get two beats again, so play them accordingly. So, you're going to play the melody in the right hand and only the root note of the chord in your left hand like this. I'm going to start at the very beginning, which is a good place to start. There's an A, D in the left hand now, G, and I drop down to a low C. There's an F, a B, and I come up to an E. Okay, I probably should have said that you're going to play that left-hand note on the very first beat of every measure. And you can see in the lead sheet that the chords are placed kind of at the left-hand part of each measure. That means to start right on the very first beat with that chord, or in this case, that note. Okay, so do you have the idea? And you can hear that you're already making music. You're already making harmony because you're playing the root note of the chord against the melody, and you're playing it in rhythm, albeit just one note per measure, but that's okay. We'll get to more later. So practice this part. And by the way, I'm playing, for instance, this A. It's about two octaves down from middle C. And I'm playing it down here just to make it sound kind of full, you know, rather than playing it up here. Sounds a little thin since we're just playing one note, so drop it down an octave or two and it'll fill it out. Okay, that's how we're going to start. All right, now close this MP3 page to stop the audio and run through the whole song with just a left hand playing half notes and whole notes, just like I was just doing, and then click on part number 3 link to continue.